And now, from Philadelphia, Ken Smuckler and the Smuck Report. Good morning, Ken Smuckler.
Good morning, Tom Civil, the J. Antoine, Melania caught red-handed, Ted taken on a booze cruise, and a real Cleveland steamer. This is your Smuck Report. Oh, you know where I'm going now. Oh, yes, I am. A1 started off the convention with some real star power as Willie Robertson, the redneck star of the television show Duck Dynasty, took to the stage. That's right, the same Willie Robertson whose most popular episode on that show was called Willie Nearly Poops His Pants, 60 minutes of Willie fighting off Montezuma's revenge, which is the only reference this report will make to anything Hispanic, as there was nothing Hispanic on the stage of the queue the entire smucking week. But then, the Donald brought on the heat when Scott Baio took the stage. That's right, Scott Baio, whose meteoric rise to fame was playing the Fonz's cousin Chachi Arcola on Happy Days in 1976, and who was last seen on TV 2 years ago in a cameo on an episode of a Nickelodeon show called Sam and Cat. Then, completing the star-studded opening to the convention was Antonio Sabato Jr. And who the smuck might that be, Sybil? A celebrity reality game show star who in season 19 of Dancing with the Stars finished eighth, two places behind Tommy Chong, for smuck's sake. But Antonio did speak eloquently about his immigrant experience. And Tom, what screams the American immigrant experience more than coming to America from Rome to attend Beverly Hills High School, only to get discovered by Calvin Klein to show off your package on a 90-foot billboard overlooking Times Square? But the star of day one was the queen of Zamunda herself, Melania Trump, who took to the stage in a stunning $2,000 dress marketed by Roxanda Ilinchik, Haute Couture, as the modern wedding dress. You know, Sybil, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. The dress may have been hers. The speech, not so much. That's right, Jay. A whole passage of the Queen's Night One speech lifted from Michelle Obama's 2008 convention speech. Jay, black lives may not have mattered to the Republican National Convention, but it seems like black words certainly did. And really, who thought the biggest story coming out of the Republican convention on the night billed as their Law and Order night would be that a fabulously rich white girl stole something from an African-American working mother? Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, achieving the same level of credibility as Baghdad Bob at the height of shock and awe, denied that the Queen stole anything. That words like proud and dreams and trust are in lots of speeches. Hey, moron, so are the words four and score and seven and years. But if you start out your speech by stringing them all together, you're delivering the smucking Gettysburg Address. Then Chris Christie defends the cat burglar by saying that only 7% of her speech was stolen. That's one heck of a message coming from a former state attorney general. Hey, Michelin man, a cat burglar cases a neighborhood and robs seven houses, leaving 100 untouched. Does the cat burglar get the Chris Christie 7% all pass? Oh, God. On to day two, and the star power just continued when Natalie Gobus took to the stage. And who the smuck is Natalie Gobus, Sybil? A professional golfer who rocketed to fame in 2004 when she released a swimsuit calendar that was banned for sale by the U.S. Golf Association for being too inappropriate. And really, Jay, nothing screams wholesome American values more than a hot professional golfer holding a Big Bertha driver wearing nothing but a thong. The highlight of day two, though, was Donald Trump Jr., an aristocrat born on third base who thinks he's been hitting triples all his life, now pitching himself as a blue-collar billionaire because he can fit in a D2 Caterpillar crane. This is the same dude who took a free engagement ring from a jewelry store on Long Island in exchange for announcing his engagement there. It was telling, though, that really, you can't make this shiggity up. It was telling that the one line of his teleprompted speech that he flubbed was the one that was trying to portray him as knowing how to hang concrete and lay sheetrock. Hey, Donnie, I'm pretty sure if you start hanging concrete instead of laying it, you're not going to get very far building your daddy's Mexican wall. Then Ben Carson... Okay. Then Ben Carson took to the national stage following cheers of Lock Her Up to accuse Hillary Clinton of all things worshiping Lucifer. Woo, woo. But what's troubling you, Benny, is the nature of her game. And then day one closed with a benediction given by none other than Saeed Tahrir, head of the Muslims for Trump organization, which is like being the head of the Orthodox Jews for Bacon Association. A Smuck Report review of the Muslims for Trump Facebook site shows it has 6 likes. Sybil, my pet ferret's Facebook has more likes than that, for fuck's sake. On to day 3 in the big news, Tom. Ted Cruz does not endorse Donald Trump. The crew in the queue who the night before shouted lock her up every time Krispy Kreme Christie mentioned her name, that crowd turned on Ted Cruz like Hakeem turned on Lucius. Cruz was booed off the stage. Tom, the last time a Texan came into an arena in Ohio and pissed off that many people, the Texas Longhorns came into the Horseshoe in 2005 and beat the Buckeyes by a last-minute field goal. And they were pissed. I mean, really, who would have thought that the most dangerous place in America that night was standing next to Heidi Cruz after her husband just gave a keynote speech at the Republican National Convention? And really, what did the Trumpets expect from Ted Cruz? You diss his wife for looking like Sanford and Son's Aunt Esther. Then you accuse his dad of conspiring to kill JFK in Dallas. And what? Ted Cruz is supposed to endorse you for president? That's like Roger Ailes showing up at a women in media luncheon and giving the keynote address supporting Gretchen Carlson and Megyn Kelly. For fuck's sake. And don't get me started on Eric Trump. The last time this punky Brewster made headlines was in 2012 when he was posting a picture of himself sitting on top of a Cape buffalo he just killed on African safari using the corpse as a gun and hat rack. Best I can tell, this kid's weightiest decision in the last 2 years was picking out the wallpaper and rugs for a hotel in Scotland. On to Mike Pence, man. This cat was so stiff, I swear I thought at one point he was going to look America in the eye and say, oil can. And Tom, did you see Trump and the Tin Man together after Pence's speech? Talk about chemistry. I see better chemistry in a meth lab run by a gang of teenage dyslexics. Ivanka Trump. Now, I'm going to bring it down a little. I've been rough on her brothers, the aristocrats, but Ivanka was magnificent. Beautiful, poised, intelligent. I have no bad words to say about her, but I will say this. For all those who believe that the Trump kids are a reflection of the great parenting of the Donald, what's been the most shameless part of the past week is the complete silence of these three kids to the mother that actually raised them. When Ivanka Trump divorced the Donald in 1990 for chasing down Marla Maples, these kids were all under the age of 10, and their mother, not the Donald, had full custody. It was the Donald who shipped these kids off to boarding school. That none of these kids even mention their mother is shameless and a disgrace. You may like these kids. You may respect these kids. You may even think they can read off a teleprompter. But these kids had one moment to thank their mom, and they didn't. Finally, Tom, came the coup de grace. Trump's nominating acceptance speech, and I really tried to find something funny to say about this, but I gotta say, it was like watching the opening scenes of The Hunger Games. I really felt that at the end of this hour and 20-minute diatribe, that the best thing for America was to just divide itself into 12 regions, select a boy and girl from each one of them to fight to the death and give the winning region some food and clothing. Because really, Sybil, I find this to be a more responsible solution to all that Donald Trump finds wrong with America than anything this cat has to offer. And that's the Smuck Report. On to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. A city whose football fans once threw snowballs at Santa Claus. And where Rocky Balboa took out Apollo Creed. DNC day 1, Bernie Sanders in a speech titled, The Big Oy Vey. Day 2, Bubba and the Finger. Day 3, Tom Kane coming out party. And day 4, Hillary, the kimono. And the long march from Shirley Chisholm to the White House. Smuck off! Smuck out!
Brilliant.
Out the park, man.
Positively brilliant.
Out of the park.